Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Well, the holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic, because Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful. They have thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you literally won't find anywhere else. And you'll find those presents that say, I know you, I know what you like, I know what you love. And the chances of you giving someone a present they already have are exceptionally small. There is an artistry set that I've just bought for my little niece, and I know it's a one-of-a-kind and she will adore it. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses. So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting those artists, those small businesses, and every purchase is a chance to choose something remarkable and feel good about where your money goes. Because with every purchase you make with Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice, donating more than $3.1 million to date. And they have something for everyone, mums, dads, kids, teens, book lovers, gardeners, mixologists, you name it. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the first dark minisode of season 20. Now, it's interesting how things happen. The minisode I was going to use, I can't find, although I keep everything quite meticulously in a particular folder, and a minisode which perfectly matches what I want this season to encapsulate came through today, and therefore I'm going to use that minisode. Also, I want to thank everyone who's provided some feedback regarding our opening episode for season 20. It was one, as I expected, that generated a lot of conflicting feelings and a lot of conflicting emotions about the start of what should be a celebratory season, season 20, 5 years of the show. But I will say this, anyone who left any sort of critical remark or sent in one, they were all valid. There is a particular direction that this show needs to go. And everyone who's provided that feedback in terms of where has the paranormal aspect gone? I understand your point of view. And I'm re-looking at every episode we have planned for this season to ensure that whatever episode we feature is much more balanced, because this is no disrespect to Alex or what I still believe is a very, very terrifying experience. But I think in recent seasons, we may have focused more on an individual's life as opposed to the paranormal event. And that's fine if it's 50-50. It's even better if A causes B, as in if a life event causes a paranormal event. I do think, and I agree with the people who've said so, we have drifted into areas sometimes where we lean more heavily into the person's life and less into the paranormal event. Or we lean heavily into the person's life, an assumption is made about it being a paranormal event, and in reality, when you break it down or put it through a filter, you'll find there is very few paranormal experiences in that episode. And I want you to know, that message hit loud and clear, and it resonated with me. And the reason it resonated is clearly because some part of me felt that too. So please believe me when I say, as I've always said, this is your show. If you provide me with feedback, I will act on it. Because I want you to have the best listening experience ever. And I also want to enjoy doing the show of the paranormal. Or, specifically, to quote the title, the dark paranormal. So I just want to reassure anyone who sent some feedback which they believe is negative. Many people have apologized before then going on with their feedback. You never have to apologize for giving me constructive feedback about your show. Let's get that rule straight first. Secondly, your feedback has been heard loud and clear. And I thank each and every one of you for providing it, genuinely. So thank you ever so much. But on to today's first dark minisode of season 21. And it comes in from Shay, who writes, "Hello, Kevin. My name's Shay. I've been listening to your podcast now for about a year while I work. I drive for a living, so it's helped out a lot when I don't want to listen to music. Listening to other people's stories has really inspired me to share my own. Now, everyone that has a place in this story, except my friend Haley, will stay anonymous. Thank you for giving us this platform to share our experiences. But anyway, on to the important part. Enjoy. The first experience I can remember happened when I was visiting my grandma for the weekend. I was around 11 or 12. My great-grandmother had recently passed, and my great-grandfather had passed a few years earlier. So the front room was now free. My grandma moved into it and was moving me into her old room, right next to her new room. It's important to know this house had two bedrooms, and there were three of us. So my younger brother and I would sleep on this massive couch until I was finally getting a room. My grandma had spent ages painting the walls purple for me and getting the room just perfect. So by the time I was visiting next, I'd have my very own room. On the night of our first weekend away, I was about to fall asleep with my foot out of the blankets when, all of a sudden, I felt something grab my foot. The blinds began to move, even though the window was closed. I was so freaked, I refused to sleep in that room again. And since that night, I've either worn socks to bed or made sure I had plenty of blankets to cover my feet. Because that feeling of a hand touching my foot has never left my mind. After that night, things changed. The front room my grandma had moved into had this odd feeling. Anytime I was there, I felt unwelcome, like I shouldn't be there. It also didn't help that my great-grandfather had died in his sleep in that very room. One day when we were out in the front yard, I looked up and in that window, I saw my pop's face. After he died, of course, right in the corner where his bed had once been. The last place I saw him alive. When I would be in the living room by myself, I would hear footsteps down the very short hallway between both rooms and the bathroom. When I say small, I mean small. From where I would sit in the living room, I could see the whole thing. It would start at the front bedroom, my grandma's room, and end at the toilet, which had the bathroom on its left and the second bedroom, my room, on the right. It was 7 meters max. So imagine my surprise when I hear footsteps but see no one. And on top of that, everyone else was outside. You best believe I was out of there real fast. I remember when I would stay at my grandma's, I would sleep in the back lounge that was connected through the kitchen and the bathroom. I was always falling asleep facing the kitchen, so I had a perfect view of the archway. And when I would be sleeping, I would all of a sudden feel like I had woken up, but couldn't move. I was stuck, but I could still see the kitchen arch. That's when the woman with long black hair, in white, would walk through the arch and towards me. I want to remind you all I'm 11 or 12 at this time, and I most definitely had not seen the ring. But I do want to tell you that this woman looked just like that chick from the ring. I still won't watch that movie because of those nightmares. Because they weren't just nightmares. I would sometimes see her in the mirror of the bathroom at night as well. So I would do my best to not look in it, which was hard because that was a really big mirror. Anyway, it wasn't until my grandma moved from that house that I finally got away from that woman. Well, until later, that is. But we will get back to her. For now, we'll skip ahead a little because, well, nothing happened until I was 13. I lived a 10-minute walk from my high school, so every day I would walk to school and from school. I had a house key to get in, but for some reason, on this particular day, I didn't have my key. I'd left it in my room, and I had to wait till my mum came home. Our dining room was at the very front of the house, and there was a massive window that had a little seat in front on the outside. So I sat down. I knew my mum would be home soon, so I thought I may as well sit down. I'm not sure how much time had passed, and I start to hear a tapping noise coming from inside the window. I thought it was our cat, until I turned around and was greeted with possibly the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. My other great nan, who had also passed away years ago at this point, was right there in the bottom corner of the window with the biggest smile on her face. The thing is, this smile wasn't right. It was almost sinister, and her eyes were black. She then waved at me and turned her head slightly, and I, ever rational, ran to the other side of the yard and didn't move from there until my mum got home. That house never felt the same again. Upstairs felt as though I was being watched. I would hear scratching in the roof. Mum said it was probably rats, but I wasn't convinced, because it would go down the wall, then up into the roof, but only in my room. And also, if it was rats, wouldn't my mum want to get rid of them, surely? When I would be trying to get sleep, I would feel breathing on my shoulder. I would also sleepwalk in that house, which might not have anything to do with the paranormal, but it wasn't something I'd ever done before. Other than random noises and uneasy feeling, nothing would happen again until I was 17. I'd not long dropped out of school when me and my friend Haley started to look into tarot, crystals, etc. We would go to graveyards and try connecting with the dead. Stupid, we know. Things began soft, almost unnoticeable, hearing sounds like last time. But then I started to see things, and she did too. One noticeable event was when I started to see him, a little boy that would sit in the back of my car or stand next to it at night. See, I slept in the yard of my parents' new property in a caravan, and my car was parked near. So I would always walk out of the back door and see him just standing there watching me. And then, when midnight would hit, the tapping would start. going around the entire caravan 3 times. Before the tapping would start, the light would flicker, and I'd hear whispers. This happened every night at midnight, on the dot for months. Now, if this ever makes it to the podcast, the listeners can't see, but I've put little boy in quotations, because I never have, and probably never will, believe this was a little boy. It always felt darker, like it was waiting for the right moment. The tapping, the whispers, the flickering light. He was taunting me, waiting. Why? I don't know. It became common to wake up with scratches and marks that looked a lot like finger marks. Whatever this thing is, it started to get physical, and that scared me. Now, this next event is probably the scariest moment of my life. And please note, the door had nothing on it to start off. One night, I was at my friend Haley's house. It was late. I was planning to stay the night. We had her door closed. Both of us were on our phones. When we hear her dog scratching at the door. So, she gets up to let her in. But her dog is not there. And yes, I know the dog could have ran down the hall, but here's the thing. Haley's house is completely tiled floors, except for the bedrooms and living room. So if the dog, Sadie, was to have ran down the hall, we'd have heard. Because we didn't have anything playing, no TV, no music, nothing. As I said, it was late. We thought, okay, a bit weird. Then it happened again, and it happened again. And it happened again. She opens the door. No Sadie. I'm starting to cry at this point.
Does anyone really know what hormones do? There's so much talk about women's hormonal health, but most women are left even more confused about what it means for them and what to do about it. Let's leave that confusion behind as we head into the holiday season. Hormone Harmony is a game changer for women struggling with hormonal imbalances that leave them exhausted both physically and mentally. It only contains science-based ingredients that bring back comfort, energy, clarity, confidence, and a sense of balance. Perfect for enjoying the holidays and heading into the new year energized. You've heard me talk about them before, and Happy Mammoth, the company behind this phenomenal formula, has helped over 2.4 million women get their lives back and feel like themselves again after years or even decades of hormonal imbalances. The company surveyed 1,831 women to see how Hormone Harmony helped them, and the results are mind-blowing. 86% of women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and 100% say they feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony has over 50,000 raving reviews from women all over the world, with 98% of them saying they gladly recommend it to friends and family. This holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. Because for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout.
Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off.
Yes, the holidays is indeed a time to put smiles on other people's faces, but what about putting a nice relaxed one on yours? Prioritize your rest, your comfort, and your connection with the holiday season with Avocado Green Mattress. Avocado products transform your home into a peaceful grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort, so you can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. And every product is thoughtfully made with both you and the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality you're bringing to your home. Dream of better, better for you, better for the planet. And with easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, you can prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
I'm literally that scared. Haley shuts the door one last time and then scratching. Only this time, her dog is there. But we also noticed that her paws were muddy. She'd been outside the whole time. Even the door now had mud on it. Safe to say, I did not stay the night. I ran straight out of that house, got in my car and drove off, chanting to myself that whatever it was in that house cannot follow me home. You are not welcome. I have the power, and I command you leave me alone. To my shock, it didn't work. I'd said this same chant many times before, and it had worked. But this time, I felt like I was being choked. My neck was burning, and by the time I returned home, there was a red hand mark on my neck. Another event was when Haley and I had been driving at night, and the air changed around us. Something was in the back seat. When looking in the rearview mirror, we saw a girl with blonde hair. She looked very similar to Haley, who at the time was also blonde. Her face was not visible, only her hair. Then, just a bit further down the road, we heard the scream of a girl. And when I turned my head to the side of the road, the faceless blonde was right there, standing on the side of the road. She would become a frequent visitor we had when we were together. It's almost like whatever is around the both of us feeds off our energy that we create when together. We'll often experience very similar things in the time we are apart, throughout the year. Shadow figures on the road, the blonde in the back of her car while the little boy is now in the back of mine, even though I've changed cars since he first appeared. 2 years later, I moved from New South Wales to Queensland to live with my grandma. I was hours away from home, and well, nothing. I felt a weight lift, but only for a short time. It returned again, but not as strong. I would sage the house regularly. I'd wear a black tourmaline around my neck every day, and yet I'd still feel it. At one point, I would hear tapping at 2 a.m, coming from the room next to mine, until it stopped randomly. But I'd hear footsteps going upstairs or down the hallway, doors slamming, voices, you name it. I have my toilet on one side of a small hallway and the bathroom directly across from it. Occasionally, I'll find both doors wide open, with the two massive mirrors facing each other. And if you've read or know anything about portals, you know two mirrors facing each other is a no-no. Unless that's what you wish to achieve. So I always have one door closed, because when they're both open, the air goes heavy. Things get more active, and I cleanse immediately. Once, when at work, I was so tired. You see, I don't sleep much, but that week had been pretty bad. So while I had the chance, I leant my head against the printer. When it was almost like I'd been pulled from my body, I could see myself, see my co-workers around me. But there was also something that shouldn't have been there. Someone I knew wasn't living. A tall man in a top hat. He was wearing old-time clothes, but I couldn't see his face. He had his back to me. He was almost shadow-like. I was so confused until he started to reach for my body. I had a bad feeling, so I reached for him. And as I'm about to grab him, I'm pulled back into my body. I could no longer see him, but I knew he was there. This dark feeling that he left behind was still right there over my shoulder. I've recently started to get more into witchcraft, if you will, and I've begun to believe that maybe I've misjudged this entity. That maybe whatever it is only wants my help. Help I can't give because I don't know how. But there is also the chance it's bad, and it's waiting for me to make the wrong move. But whatever it is, I've come to accept I can't get rid of it. I've tried many times over the years. I'll be 22 later this year, so it's been a while since all of this started happening, and it's still here. I almost like to think we've become friends. Now, did you really think I wouldn't go back to the woman with black hair in white? This is still pretty recent. Only last year did it happen, but there you go. Things had gotten bad again. Activity had been crazy for a few weeks. I was so over it. Then, one night, I was sleeping, and when I woke up, I was stuck, like before. But nothing was there this time. I was safe. But the next night, I wasn't so lucky. When I was a kid, I'd woken up stuck, and just like that, I was back there, unable to move. It was freezing, but I couldn't see anything. I was looking right at my door and nothing, so when I started to get movement in my neck, I thought, this is all okay, and I moved to look at the roof. Bad idea. Because right there, hanging on top of me, was that woman I'd seen all those years ago. Just this time, she was right in front of me, the closest she'd ever been. She was faceless, soundless, smellless, but I could feel her breath on my face. I couldn't breathe. I tried to shout, but nothing came out. And then suddenly I woke up. I could still feel her, but I couldn't see her. I, of course, did not go back to sleep that night. This all started with her, and I can't help but think that whatever she was, that she may also be what's following. This all started with her, and I can't help but think that whatever she was, that maybe she was what was also following me all these years, tormenting me. You'll be happy to know I will soon be doing a protection spell. I'm just waiting for the right moon phase. You're probably thinking, girl, why haven't you done that yet? I have. My friend and I made one whilst all this was happening. For our cars. So the one I have is specifically made to protect me while I'm driving. This new one will be more powerful. I'm more powerful now. And I understand what I'm doing more than I did back then. Thank you for reading my stories, Kevin. And if you do end up posting this, Thank you all for listening. Shay. Well, Shay, thank you so much for being our debut episode for the Dark Minisodes in Season 20. I often say some of the better, most question-asking and terrifying phenomena that we receive as a show are quite often much shorter than a standard episode. And this is definitely the case here. It's not just the best things that come in small packages, it's also the most terrifying too. And that's why we do the minisodes, and that's why we have on the Patreon side, Dark Bites. Some of the most terrifying tales we hear are merely paragraphs in length. And don't forget, if you'd like to join our Patreon, of course, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. You'll get all of these episodes on the main feed, ad-free, and before anyone else. And you can also gain access to the full back catalogue of Dark Bites, which is full of stories like Shay's, and I think in the back catalogue there's well over 100 hours of material for you to sit and binge. But either way, I will be back to speak with you for episode 2 of season 20 on Friday. For our Patreons, I will also speak to you on Friday for your early access to the video and audio of Dark Realms. But irrelevant of the way you next hear my voice, the most important thing is that you guys take care, stay safe, and I'll speak to you soon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.